Good evening. You are listening to Urban Conversation. This is Miguel Marie, and I'm joined by my amazing co-host, Manuel Hill, who is on time tonight. Wow. Manuel, I'm so proud of you. You called him, I think, about 2 minutes early, and I was like, oh, look at, he's learning.
Shut it.
Well, I am like, I think I'm a little bit out of my mind because I'm still suffering from jet lag and all of that stuff because, you know, we had a crazy week in Vegas and you were there and a few other cool people were there, and we had a really good time. We'll talk about that in a second. But how are you feeling? Are you having any jet lag? Are you all rested up?
I am for the most part. I mean, I spent a whole lot of today sleeping and just lazing around. Didn't do much of anything. So, I think I'm feeling well rested. I think the only thing I need to do now is just get back to a normal eating routine. Food that's actually good for me. You know, the heart attack grill started it off, and since then I've been spiraling down on the diet.
If any of the listeners, if you've been to Las Vegas and you know about the heart attack grill, but if you don't, I'll tell you, you should really look it up because it's just the devil. That's what it is. It's like, it's evil. It's evil. Everything about this restaurant.
Everything
about the restaurant is sinister and evil, but it's so much fun. And the food is like ridiculously bad for you. And the portion size, it is not even portion sizes. They threw portion size out the window. And it's carbs, it's greasy, it's all of that, and then it's just lewd, and but it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, the group that went. So, but yeah, definitely getting back on track with it. Yeah, I don't think I did too bad, but I didn't have a heart attack after leaving that grill, so I'm good. But anyway. Before we get into recapping the whole Vegas trip, I don't know if you've seen it. There is a video right now, and this particular video really, really had me sad for some reason. I mean, all of the videos depicting, you know, this police brutality and so forth really bothers me, but I think this latest one that's been circulating, it's also been on the news, I think it's hitting me really, really hard because it's a group of teenage kids, and I don't know if you've seen it. They were basically harassed by the police. They were at a pool party, and it was a mix of kids. It was Caucasian kids and black kids, and nobody but the black kids got harassed. The police were called for some, you know, nonsense, and basically came there. They pulled guns on these kids. One of the teenage girls was, you know, pushed down in the ground, and it was just I was surprised that I, like, seriously was crying, like, watching it. I couldn't even watch it all. It was something about it. It just hit me because the kids on the video, two boys in particular, they were so respectful. And you could see the fear in their face, and you could hear the fear in their voice, and they kept referring to the officers as sir, but we didn't. And it just broke my heart that, you know, that our young people have to, you know, accept the fact that because of their skin color, they have to deal with this kind of stuff. I mean, I want to get involved more. I want to do something. I know everybody, you know, you feel like, what can I do? But everybody, you know, try to do something, get involved with some sort of movement because it's heartbreaking. Did you even see this video, Manuel?
I didn't. But, you know, along that same subject line, what I'm hearing and what's coming out now is that they're going to start even making it illegal for people to record the police officers while they're doing anything. And that bothers me on a whole other level because it's like,
oh, yeah,
if you're doing what you're supposed to do, then what's the problem? Like, what is the problem with citizens recording those activities. So it just it really strikes me raw that bankers are under surveillance. You know, people that handle our food are under surveillance. You know, people that deal with our children as far
our
as, you know,
our ATMs,
school,
our ATMs, everything is under surveillance. So
but police officers cannot be. So that speaks to the system on a certain level, that from a certain place high up, they know of what's going on and they don't want it exposed. So they want to make it illegal for bystanders to video what's going on. That is a scary, scary thought. They can watch us, but we can't watch them. That's a very scary thought.
It is, and we as a community, and we as you know, Black people, we need to be aware and we need to get more involved, because it's not just going to affect us; it affects our kids and their children. And I think it's more serious, and it needs to be, you know, something that we really take seriously. And not only that, but also, you know, the crime that we commit against each other, and just the violence that our young people are inundated with, and it's almost it's nothing shocking to them. It's like a lifestyle now. And so, you know, when you have, you know, kids, or you have, you know, nieces and nephews, and like I do, it's something that just bothers me. But so we'll talk more, you know, about that on another show, because it's just heartbreaking to me. I'm just like very sensitive to that right now, watching that video. It just broke my heart. So if any of the listeners, if you've watched it, or if you have the video, maybe we could post it in one of the threads later on tonight after the show. I would appreciate it, so that Manuel and other people that haven't seen it can
Absolutely.
View it. So back to the we did the Vegas, there was a meet and greet in Vegas. How did you enjoy Sin City?
Well, hey. Me
because
is
I,
a place
you're such a,
preferred.
You're such a sinner, and I know that you wear your heath you wear your heathen label proud.
I do.
I'm a heathen.
You know what?
Say it loud and say it proud.
You absolutely have to. I mean, it's really, really the energy. I mean, you can't deny, from the time you get, you know, just to the airport, to the strips, to the hotels, no matter where you're going, there's an energy. And for it to be referred to as Sin City, it's not anything that, you know, that I would say would make somebody uncomfortable in the terms of people being rude or anything. You know, the energy is actually positive, but it's
right.
kind of a live and let live type thing going on, and nobody, you can sense that there's absolutely no judgment. Like, everybody's doing what they're doing. And they expect you to partake in the festivities as well. And, I mean, it's totally enjoyable. And it's one of those things that, yeah, I would do it again and again and again and again. I can
oh,
make
my.
That a yearly trip with no qualms about it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because that debauchery really does pull you in, huh?
A little bit.
Well, I've actually been quite a few times. As a kid, yeah, we went, but I never went to really partake in any of the festivities. It was always like, you know, there was a conference, or there was something else going on, family, you know, get together. So I was able to, you know, take in a show and some different things. Humanity, you were gone, you left, and you didn't get to see the show.
I know, I
had
already left. Damn.
Yes, but this show, it was just disturbing but exciting. it was beautiful and ugly and erotic, and I just can't, all of those, there's so many descriptives that I can give for this show. I mean, like, it really was disturbing, but it was like disturbing in an exciting way. You ever see something that you're just like, oh my God, like, what am I looking at? But you can't turn away. That's what that show was.
There are certain, and I'm gonna compare it to something, but there are certain, you know, sexual activities that you might witness, and you're like, oh my God, that's terrible. But I think I'm kind of excited. Like, you know, it's kind of that thing. Like, I'm excited, and I shouldn't be, but I am.
Yeah, but I think you embrace being excited by nasty stuff, because that's you. I think you love.
Absolutely.
You said absolutely. Well, you would have really enjoyed, but the artistry of it, because it's Cirque du Soleil, but it's the sensual side of Cirque du Soleil, and so they really, and when they say the sensual side, they really, really, really get into that. So, if for those who haven't caught it and who are going to Vegas anytime soon, you might want to, consider checking it out. And I have to give props to Vidara, the hotel. You actually stayed at that hotel as well. How did you love it?
Yeah. Absolutely. It was really, really, really dope. I mean, the staff was dope. The view, I wasn't as high up as you were, but, the view was dope. The room was dope. I mean, everything about it, and when you're in a hotel, of that caliber, the service and everything is going to be good. The room was quality. If anything I would possibly complain about, what you would expect is, the price of goods when you go down to the stores that are there. But that's to be expected.
Oh, but that's basic,
Right. But other than that, you couldn't have had a complaint.
Right. So you were totally jealous of my views because my room was
higher.
The one of the reasons why I chose that hotel, and it's the Vidara, you guys, it's the hotel is amazing. Aria, they're actually connected, and the same builder, whatever you call them, I can't think of the word right now, but they, it was constructed by the same people, and so it's very modern, very sleek. They actually constructed it in a way that from every room you have a great view of Las Vegas. You're either... so you might see the strip or the other side. So it was really beautiful. And that when you go to Vegas, everything is amazing when the sun goes down. So as soon as the sun went down, when those lights come on, it's like electrifying, and it was like great. So I knew you were jealous.
That's the thing about it. It makes you literally not want to be in your room. Like you said, when those lights go down and you see the cityscape, you don't want to be inside of a room anymore. You want to go join the fun. You want to go see what's going on down there. And it's just absolutely captivating.
Speaking of which, we had a particular outing. You helped me find a store. And I left my phone in my room. And for some strange reason, you didn't have your phone on you. And so I wonder if people really believe when we tell them what we witnessed. And I'm going to let you try to describe the wonderfulness that
saw. So the dude, I think he was Asian. He might have been, small guy, not a big guy, but he's laying on his back, and the only thing he's wearing is one of these ding-a-ling slings that, are like a body thong, and that's all he has on. His eyes are closed. And this dude is sliding, grinding, shimmying, humping the air. And I'm like, why is he laying on his back humping the air? But he looks to be so far gone from reality. I'm assuming every narcotic and psychotropic drug imaginable had to be coursing through, because he was just gone. I mean, he wasn't disturbing anybody in a violent manner, but he was just on something else. And the thing that even got me more is people dropping money. Who tips that? Who tips that activity as if it's entertaining? But it was ridiculous. This dude was all the way gone.
I really wish that people could see what he had on, because you said it's like a, it's not a G-string. It was like,
G-string for his body, like his whole the only thing he covered was his penis, and the straps came up over his shoulders. So the backside went down into his crack. It's like a body thong. Like, what is that? Like, why would somebody even make something like that?
And it was like a lime green. I'm like, what made him pick that color? Not just the fact that it was a piece of dental floss covering his little testicles. What made him pick the lime green? That was weird. And he didn't even have a piece of cardboard. He was just straight on the ground.
On the ground, on the deck.
Yeah, he was, but he, you You know what was beautiful about it? Well, okay, there was nothing beautiful about it. But what was interesting, he really looked like he was making love to the air. Like I think in his head, there was a woman there or something.
There was a woman on top of him and in his head, and he was giving it all back to her while he was laying on his back. The thing that's most entertaining is, like, nobody's disturbed, and that's how you know you're in Vegas, because there's no other place where – there's probably a few other places in the United States. I'm pretty sure, you know, in some other countries you see some crazy stuff, but I've never been anywhere, and that has been on display, and it not disturbs a crowd. A police officer is not there to arrest somebody. Like, that is disturbing anywhere else in the world.
And I love Shantae. She's in one of the other groups, and I know she's listening. She actually just posted a picture. She posted a picture of exactly what the guy had on. So Shantae, I see that you're listening. Can you post that picture in the Urban Conversation radio forum so that other people can see that she found the exact thing that he's wearing? Oh my! And looking at the picture,
You wouldn't be okay.
Thank you, Shantae.
So let's just say your man decides he's going to spice things up.
Wait a minute. Jessica found it too. That's exactly what it is, and she posted it in our open forum page. So thank you, Shantae and Jessica. That is it. Okay, that's good. They got a visual. That's exactly what, and if you're listening and you're not on the open forum page, go there now. There is a picture posted, and that's exactly what, I think you could rock that, Manuel, for your
name. No, hell no. What is wrong with you? There's no way on this planet.
That's not a rockable type of thing, because
I would have to lose some sort of bet. With the stakes pretty high on the other end for me to risk that. I'm trying to see where your mind is, because you slipped up and mentioned that it was beautiful. You tried to take it back, but I'm not letting you take it back. So
and there was nothing. What was beautiful was his thrustage. It was like he was really with the woman. The thrusting he was doing was.
He was into it. It was real for him. That's all we're saying. It looked real for this dude.
I need the visual to leave now, because he was like a little bitty man. He was like a little cute
small guy.
Yeah, he was a little Asian man, like a little baby. Like, you want to just pick him up and spank him and tell him that's not what you do in public.
Oh my God. But what if your man decides to spice things up just a little, and you come home and he, you know, everything's decked out, and he's just laying on the floor, hands behind his head, and just laying there like, babe, come get this. You gonna feel some kind of way. You're not gonna.
And he's wearing the green, the lime green little.
He's wearing that, yeah, or your favorite color, whatever. But that's what he has on. You're not gonna show your man no love. You're just gonna leave him there.
Yeah, he's got. You know, he's gonna get the work. He's gonna get it. Yeah. I'm gonna be like, that's my baby. Look at my baby. You know what? And I need to pray and ask God to forgive me. That's not true, because I would probably just laugh. But I would hope that I could just pull it all together and still, you know, be like. And then, you know, after we've done, I'll let him know that, baby, don't do that no more.
Don't do that ever
yeah,
again.
Let's not do that, and let's go ahead and burn the little slingshot. So that was
basically.
it was so many shocking things, and I meant to mention when we went to the Heart Attack Grill, and we had some other beautiful ladies with us in the group that went. There was a particular shot that, and I'm not going to get.
Yeah.
As you know, and everyone who knows me well knows that I am not a drinker. Mom, don't worry. Seriously, you know, I don't drink. But in Vegas, I decided that I was going to be grown like all of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
and you guys were ordering your drinks and being grown and being adults, and I was like, you know, I need to get my adult on. And there was a particular shot that comes in the form of a penis, and I thought it was funny. It was like, what is supposed to be like a penicillin shot or something, but it.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize, I thought it was just, I don't know where my head was, but I thought it was just going to be like a liquid type of shot that you see on TV, you know, people just take a shot. Like, it's liquid, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Well, this,
tell them what it was. Tell them what it was.
Let me tell you guys what this mess was. And it was, God. So the waitress, she had to help me do it. Like, so it was like in a syringe, right? And the penis part was at the top, and then when she started to squirt this just evil stuff into my mouth, I realized that it wasn't liquid at all. It was the texture of Jell-O, and it was white, and it was coming out of the head of this penis syringe, and I was mortified. I was like, "Are you kidding me? Like, what did you just put in my mouth?" And you guys were all, dude, just like bad, like teenagers, like bullies, and like peer pressure. They're like, "Drinking Miguel, doing Miguel." And I tried,
and you took it like a champ. We were so proud. We were just like, "Oh, look
like
at
it.
The baby girl! Like, you were a champ." And we're like, "Yeah, look at that. Yeah, she knew what she was doing. She played it off like she didn't know, but she knew what she was doing."
You are full of the devil. Stop it. That mess. Let me tell you. So if you go there, and you know, I think. Who else took one? I think Sharonda, Shantae, shout out to you guys, because they were definitely troopers. I felt like it was, like, super strong. Like, I was, like, gone after that a little bit. Like, it was,
yeah, you
I don't
were,
know.
You were. And then you had the other drink to follow. So it was like, I mean, you were so laid back.
Manuel, did nobody say for you to be just saying everything that I drank? We talking about?
Wait, no. Hold on, now, I gotta give a description to the people.
Why are you
now, look,
pointing out? Well, listen, when we just focus on that one, what are you doing?
No.
You're doing too much.
Like, she's a cool customer. Cool. All of a sudden, she had this cool, laid back. Arm throw it over the chair, lean to her. We're like, what? Why is she leaning so cool? Like, you would have thought she ran the mob or something as cool and calm. I'm like, what is that? Like, she had this cool swag to her. And she's already cool and laid back. So that California girl went to a whole nother level. It was really entertaining to see.
But at least,
just,
you know, I.
Cool.
But I was cool. I didn't get crazy or whatever. I was in the moment. It was definitely like that was interesting. That's something that I will never do again. I don't want to
do be like that. Don't be like that.
No.
Well, it's fun. Well, if it's done once, it's probably done enough. Honestly, like, no, who needs to go there and repeat that cycle again? But it's definitely a worthwhile experience.
You don't need to go to the heart attack grill and get the penicillin.
Yes, you do.
Shot.
Every woman. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Every woman.
Women do it.
I don't know if Shantae, if we even have some pictures of that. I think there's a picture of it. I might post it on our forum page. There's that. I don't know. It would be a little disturbing. I'm sure I have a couple of people that would be inboxing me saying, "Really? We need to pray for you, Jesus. we need to rebuke that." But it was like it was a lot of fun. We had the group of people that went with us was a blast. Hold on. So I'm looking at the Shantae said I would post the shot, but maybe it's too much.
Go ahead and post it.
Shantae, I'm gonna agree with you. Reminds me of and you took a video. Don't you have a you took a little video of me doing mine?
I got a video, and that's going to be in the archives. I think I'm going to like have a little blackmail. Like when I need a huge favor, you know, at some point in life, I'm going to
I'm going to get some blessed oil, and then
I got the video footage, boy. I got the good stuff.
Wait, now don't play, because I know some of your stuff too. So So repeat after me. There will be. Say it. There will be. No blackmailing. Say it.
No blackmailing.
Legal Marie.
Bill Marie. might as well destroy the evidence. This is going to be useless.
Yeah, you might as well just destroy that. Watch it one last time and laugh.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you, and you'll have the only version of it. And then that way, yeah.
Yeah, because I when I saw it, I don't need to see it again. It was ridiculous. Just a little ridiculous. I'm trying to think, did anything other than that, like, super crazy happen? I don't know. I know that the ladies did a lot of stuff on their own. So if you guys had any other crazy experiences in Vegas that just the strangeness that you saw on the strip, leave a comment on the open forum page and let us know. And if you do it before the hours up, I will share it with our listening audience. I think for me, that was probably the craziest. The guy with the slingshot thing up his butt, covering his little testicles, that was probably the top craziest thing of Vegas this week. Yes? No?
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Like that you, because I think there was no way to set your expectations for that. We literally came around the corner, walked up some stairs, and looked to our left, and this guy was just doing his thing. Like, there was nothing. There wasn't a crowd standing around, you know, this guy. Like you know, when a crowd stands around a dog fight, you know, or something else, you kind of brace yourself for something crazy. There was no crowd standing around him. He was just doing it. So when you looked and saw it, you were like, wait a minute. What the hell is happening now? And there are things in life that you can't unsee. That's one of the things you can't unsee.
It's not. And I really, and this is the truth, I really want to forget it, but it's like one of those things where your brain just keeps going back to it. And I, I don't know, maybe I need to fast or on that. I need to do a cleanse, like meditate and get the image of that little man out of my head. So he was.
I think you might have liked it just a little bit. No.
You think are you serious?
I think you might have dug that a little bit.
I loved it.
I figured it. I think just a little part of you was like, no, I like this. I don't know why I like this, but I like this.
Something about little Asian men and little dental floss G strings. I don't know. Am I the only one that does something for? I guess I'm the only one. Anyway, so did you do anything like did you like get wild on any of the days that you were in Vegas? Like, did you just let it go, let your hair down, and just, you know, fully embrace that debauchery that is so deep seated inside of you? It was like you were getting called to your home. Like, Vegas was like calling, because that was like your homeland. Like,
listen, there's nothing that I would do in Vegas that I wouldn't do anywhere else. I would just say that. So, literally, there is nothing. The one thing I will say is during the meet and greet, you know, we were all having a good time, and, you know, and this is when I kind of had my a bit much to drink moment. You know, I was a little louder than I am customarily, because
you guys,
usually I'm kind of...
Hold on a second, Manuel. Let me just clarify this for the listeners, because I know Manuel is going to try to lie about this. He was inebriated, and we got a noise complaint.
Hey, you're going to beat me to the story. That's messed up. Before I can make up something, you're going to beat me to the story. That's terrible.
I want to keep you honest, and you were like in Gonville. Everybody was a little toasty and warm and stuff. And you just went like you were in that place, in that special place.
Right.
You were actually trying to debate me about what a woman.
No, wait. I think our points in the beginning were coming off as opposite, but by the end, we were technically agreeing. You know, I think, and of course, again, this is when alcohol gets involved and people are talking and people are talking. Usually somebody's not listening, or probably me in that case, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, in the beginning, it was more like it seemed like we were debating, but by the end, it was like, hold on, wait. What we're saying, we're kind of saying the same thing to a certain degree. You know what I'm saying?
But actually, by the end, I think you were just like starting to pass out. So, no, that's not actually what happened.
Oh, God.
We didn't actually agree on anything. You were just gone. And then you stopped yelling.
I was just gone. I just gave up. I was just passed out and gave up. No, it wasn't that bad. But I would say, like, the one thing that Vegas did, like, I guess, promote a little bit was when we were in the Top of the World restaurant, and we were all talking about, you know, the diving. I mean, I get, you know, the people jumping off the Top of the World restaurant. Like that, like witnessing those people go off the side of the building, I was like, I want to do that. Like, it's really something that I definitely want to do. So, like, leaving there, I've never seen it that up close. I think it's something I seriously want to do it. So that's like my next little venture, to do some skydiving, bungee jumping, or something like that, because it just looks ridiculous. I mean, I know you don't do the heights thing, but for me, I definitely want to get that done. Definitely do.
You should. It did look exciting, but I would die. I would have a heart attack right when I stepped up. I have this idea that if I ever did something like that, I would literally suffer a heart attack and then just be dead when I get to the bottom.
You would probably pass out from shock. You probably would have a heart attack.
It's a little bit morbid, but that's what I'm thinking would happen to me.
That's the one thing I definitely saw while I was there that I was like, wow, I got to do that. Like, that's something I want to experience.
I do want to do a helicopter tour, you know, but I need, you know, there's certain things that I need in place before I do that, and I don't think that they will accommodate me. So basically, that probably won't happen either. But Vegas was a lot of fun. It was there was a question I was going to ask you, and it'll come back to me because I think you tried
to. I hope the next time, or if we can ever plan it again, like if we can get like even more people. I mean, because it's definitely something that you can do in a group. It's so easy to get a group of people and just all go and have a good time. Like the more the merrier. Literally, this is one of those places where it's not cliche to say the more the merrier. Absolutely, I would 100% agree that the more people you get having a good time, everybody's going to have a blast.
Yeah, that could get crazy too, but that's definitely fun. we're gonna plan another one, and hopefully more people can come out and meet us, and we'll have, you know, the official meet and greet so people can, you know, chop it up and you can say what's up and then, you know, go out there and live like sinners for a couple of days. So,
well, can I give a shout out to the most shocking character? It would have to be that little Tasmanian devil.
Oh yes, that I nicknamed Little Taz.
Yes, like Amy was off. Like, I mean, she is a bundle of energy.
Yeah, major shout out.
I'm talking about from moment go, boy. I wonder if she even sleeps. I don't think she sleeps.
I don't think she, yeah, you know what, shout out to Amy. She's actually at one of the admins on our open forum page, and she was there, and she's great, a lot of fun. great personality. Yeah, she's a ball of energy. Like, just she's funny. So I her nickname is the little Tasmanian devil, because she was all over the place. But it was a lot of fun. But okay, look, this is Freestyle Sunday. If you want to inbox me some questions that you want to ask myself or Manuel, you can inbox me, or you can put it on the page as well, because we have people that call in, but again, a lot of times people don't want to actually talk, they just want to listen in. So if you do have a question, hit us up on the Facebook page. So Manuel, here's the thing. Here's what we were discussing when you got drunk and belligerent with me.
Right. Now the sober mind will prevail. Go ahead.
We were basically talking about, and this is a bit explicit, so I mean, everyone that listens to the show, you should know by now that we're not censored, and it could kind of go there a little bit to the left, so I don't want to offend anybody. Anytime you see the show that says Freestyle, just know that if you don't want to be shocked or, you know, with something that we talk about, it's probably not the show for you to listen to. But here's my thing. I said that the majority, I won't say all because there's always the exception to the rule, but I said the majority of women, when it comes to oral sex, they only need clitoral stimulation. And I also stated that a lot of men don't realize that a lot of the stuff that they're doing down there is unnecessary. And unfortunately, a lot of women lie to their men, or they don't, you know, express, you know, the fact that, hey, babe, it's really not necessary for you to spend 15 minutes doing that, because if you just go right there, mm-hmm. that's where it's at. Like, it would just make life so, because she's really just basically tolerating all of that other nonsense that he's doing. And I am here to help men understand what women really want. And I just want to let my men, because I love my black men, and I want you guys to be the best that you can be. And I want you to stop thinking that all that other stuff that you're doing, like kissing all around the world and all that stuff, the majority of women, you don't need all of that. And it was a majority of women that was there, and they agreed. And you decided that you wanted to
wait. let me explain my point. I'll speak exactly what my point was. My point was that I agreed with that premise. That of course that is the focus. However, even knowing that as a man, you can't walk in always with your ego on your shoulder, like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 women, this is what happened, this is the result, so I know what I'm doing. Because the male ego, as fragile as it is, all you got to do is run into that one that isn't quite digging what you're doing, and it throws everything off. So my only point was, we always have to at least be willing to adjust what we're doing with our mate. Now, with our mate, you know, especially if it's somebody we want to actually, you know, continue to be intimate with. You can't assume that what you've been doing for the last 10 years is going to work for this one woman that you just encountered. It might. I'm not saying
well,
you
see,
can throw everything
that
you know
really,
out the window.
But see, that really wasn't what was being discussed. Like, that's going into a whole, you know, that's I get what you're saying, but I feel like, you know, when you're doing statistics, you're dealing with the majority. You can't really spend a whole lot of time with, okay, that's, you know, that goes against the norm. I mean, that's such a small percentage of that. And so if the majority, you could do it. It's not saying you have to, you know, you could flip your tongue different with whichever woman. She may need, you know, one woman may like a, you know, more pressure, and one might
more
like it a little
right,
more.
Right, that's kind of what I was looking for.
But my point was, with the spot, it is going to pretty much be the same for the majority of women. That's like saying the majority, it is like trying to debate and say, well, do men like to have their penis stroked? Well, some men don't. Well, the odds
but
of you coming...
Do. Yeah,
the odds
right,
of you coming across that one guy that says, "Don't touch me, just let me look at you, and then I'll get aroused, and then we'll proceed to intercourse." That's not the normal guy. That's not the majority. So,
but would you say that women have less of an ego when it comes to that? Because in my experience, women have less of an ego when it comes to something being different versus a dude. We do have these egos when it comes to what we're doing, and it can be shattered so quickly by an outlier, by something that's not the norm. We'll run up and we'll think what we're doing is it might have been working for a while, and that's the only thing that I was kind of trying to express with that.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to help you men, because I guarantee you that a lot of you are doing unnecessary stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the thing of it is, The thing of it is that she's not going to tell you, if she's at a certain age group, she might chat about it to her girlfriends, or she might just be a little frustrated and keep it all in. But I'm trying to help y'all and tell you a lot of the stuff that your boys was teaching you to do, you know, in high school and wherever you picked up all that nonsense that you do to get to the point. I'm saying stop. Like, you know, I want you to be a champion in the bedroom with your woman.
I think that
women, you know, I definitely don't think we have as big of an ego. If you're making her feel beautiful and she feels like you want her and you desire her and you lusting for her, she's
right.
going to be open for you to say, you know what, baby,
right.
go to the left a little bit, mommy, and, you know,
she'll be.
But how many of you men, you're down there, and she's like, babe, could you leave my thigh alone? Like, could you get to it? You're going to feel like,
that was
so
that
down.
That was my move.
Yeah, because you're like,
gonna be like, wait a minute, what? wait. There was a scene in Sweet November when Keanu Reeves and my other girl, what's her name? I can't think of her name right now. Right? So,
I can't think of her name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, they were getting ready to do their thing, and she basically stopped him in what he was doing and was like, "Hey, you know, slow down, chill, you know, it's gonna go this way." And he instantly was like, "Wait a minute, are you trying to tell me what to do in the past?" And he got up and had to walk away because his ego was basically destroyed, and she wasn't trying to destroy his ego. She was just trying to say, "Hey, you know, This is what I desire. This is what I want." And he could not take that. He literally got up and left her sitting exactly where she was. And that's the male ego.
And see, yeah, and that's why some of you men are whack, and you won't ever know it until someone honest, you know, comes into your life and
right.
tries to tell you in a gentle way. But I want, like I said, I want you to be a champion with your woman. And the way that you know, that you realize what a woman wants, if you're a man, you have to listen to women. If you're listening to your male psyche tell you what a woman wants, you're off. And it's the same with women. A woman can't tell you what a man wants in that regard. But this is funny because Jessica said, she said, unless we're talking about the groceries, we know what
God. What the hell is that? What in the world?
Manuel, you know good and well, you know what that
is. I know what it is, but no, what's the finishing comment? What you say? Let's talk about the groceries. What happened now?
Right. We were talking about, you know, what he needs to do down there. She said, unless we're talking about, you know, the grocery. So that's the back door, right?
right. I mean, but listen, I will tell you what happens amongst men. And like you said, this goes all the way back to high school. It goes so far back. From high school to the barbershop, you know, and so on and so and to porn. Like, men, they get the guys from all the wrong places. They get it from their high school boys. They're getting it from the, you know, from the laughing and joking and back slapping in the locker room, and then when you get older, it's the barbershop and all that stuff. And then, God forbid, if you're a guy that sits around watching porn just for the sake of watching porn, they're taking directions from people that are literally acting. Like, it's the worst way to get information. You know, you have to be willing to take that information from a woman, and if you're not, and preferably your woman, you know, but if you're not, you're only setting yourself up for failure. I mean, and hopefully you have a woman that's honest enough to say, hey, babe, this is what I like, this is what I want, this is what I need. But how many women are actually in relationships, long-term relationships, committed relationships, not expressing exactly what it is because of that male ego, because they don't want to damage that ego? So whose fault is that? I mean, it's like a two-part
problem. It's not really.
The man can't take the criticism, yet the woman wants to protect the ego. So at some point, somebody has to figure a way around it. Like, in order for a man to explain to a woman, hey, babe, you know, you don't just tell your woman, you're fat, you need to go to the gym. You're fat. You have to find a way to relay that information. So, you know, I think sometimes when women aren't relaying that information, it's because they don't know quite how to bring it to him. But at the same time, the man has to be knowing how to accept it, you know, in a loving way, in a careful manner, to preserve that ego, you know, to make things better. Because the worst thing is people sitting in relationships unsatisfied with their partner. That's just terrible.
I mean, it's all about... you know, it's all about the timing and, you know, the way that you say the information. So probably if you know that, you know, if you're with your husband or your whoever you're with, and they're not, you know, they're doing a lot of unnecessary stuff that's really not getting you anywhere, you know, probably the best time to say it is not during that particular act, but, you know, wait until afterwards. And then when you're having a conversation, I think what's always helpful is to, you know, is to kind of put it back on the other person. Like, you know, what can I do to please you more? You know, what do you want me to do, baby? Like, you know, when I'm doing this, do you like when I'm doing that? And then as they're answering and getting into the conversation, they say, well, you know what, baby, you know how you do this and you do that. Well, I don't really like that, but ooh, the way you do that, and you could just do that. And I think they would be more receptive, but you have to you have to communicate. So, but I'm sure you don't have any issues with that.
No, I would say that over my years, I didn't jump into the bedroom knowing everything. You know, you figure things out over your lifetime, and you know there are some subtle differences from partner to partner in your life, but you always have to be willing to learn your partner. And it does make things better when you have a partner that can communicate. But when you have two adults, and when I say adults, I just mean grown people that can communicate effectively. It's like it's exactly what you just said. The discussion needs to be about intimacy. It needs to be about sex. And when you're having that discussion, you know, don't discuss it openly. Like, you know, what do you like? What do you? And both parties can kind of not criticize, because you're not criticizing at that moment, you're just communicating. And when criticism doesn't come in the form of criticism, but it comes in the form of communication, then a person doesn't feel criticized. They actually feel, you know, taught. They feel like they've been given some inside information. It's the same as when a woman, you know, I always use the analogy, if a woman does not like the way her man dresses, she doesn't say, baby, you look like a slob, you look terrible. All she got to do is get with him, bring him a shirt, bring him a pair of jeans, and then when he puts it on, us men, we're stupid. I hate to say it, we're stupid. All of a sudden, you know, she got us wearing an outfit and telling us how good we look. Next thing we know, we're in the store buying these outfits that look good for her, and we're taking credit for it as if we discovered it. Well, it never really happened.
Okay,
you know, and that's the deal.
Right. Hold on. You talk so fast sometimes. Take a breath.
Oh.
We have a caller. we have a couple that are inboxing me that want to be on. I have Jessica on right now. Okay, are you there, love?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. What's going on? Give us something.
I just kind of wanted to touch on the whole going all around the world and what I meant by except the groceries. For the most part, you're right. You know, we don't need all that extra shit where you're all on the side and doing all this. You know, nobody really, I mean, maybe somebody does. Maybe, you know, onesie twosies out there might might get some satisfaction out of that. But I will say this, you know, minus the back door. That's one part of the world that you can explore. No problem.
Yes.
But I will say this, when a guy is, when he seems to be enjoying it way more than you are, that's a turn on. Even if it's not necessarily one of your particular spots where, you know, it's one of your favorite rides in the zones or whatever.
Yeah.
If he's enjoying it, that itself is a turn on. When he just goes in with this ferocity and, you know, he's just really going in and he's excited by it. You can kind of,
this
you know,
is Sparta!
Yeah, I would never take that away.
That's when you're shitting deep. You know what I'm saying? You ain't concerned about nothing going on. You basically trying to crawl back up in the uterus as a man. You just in it. You don't realize time is passing by. You don't care what shit. You just lost your mind in the pussy. You just losing your mind. Like, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
Lose your mind. Y'all are just bad. I am taking no responsibility for that. But that is, I completely agree with you. I think that, yes, the enthusiasm that a man shows, because when he's, you know, when he's showing you that he is just into you and just turned on by every inch of you, that's definitely.
That
yes,
does something that takes it somewhere else. That takes it to a whole new level.
I agree. So take note of that, men.
I'm taking note of that as well, because I have a lot of learning to do. I'm the shy type, so I'm a bit timid.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm learning. I'm trying to figure all this out as well. So I appreciate you ladies educating me.
Don't worry, Mama. I'll school you. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Oh, God. That's just terrible. That's just terrible.
Yes. Please help him. And since he's so shy, we'll put him in your hands.
You know that's a lie. We know that's a lie. Nothing's shy about that man at all.
Lies. Oh, my God.
A different spin, and we need the men folks to understand that their enthusiasm is like an aphrodisiac for us. So
it absolutely is.
And in all seriousness, I mean, I joke about it all the time. I've even said it on some threads where men are doing what they're doing, and they just, I mean, the worst thing is, and you've heard it over the years, men going down, they think they're, and they wetting up the punani with spit, like they. Thing just like, what is that? Like, I mean, I don't know what that is, but I imagine.
Wait, what do you mean? Wait, you mean just like spitting on it?
No, basically, they don't know what they're doing. And the only thing that's doing anything is they're leaving trails of spit. Like, it's a trick that men will play.
Oh, it is.
And that's the thing. Like, there's so many things that when people don't know what they're doing, they will try to work their way around it. I guess the other person isn't going to figure it out. Like, wait a minute, we know you're not fooling nobody down there. You know, so dudes, yeah, they be down there wetting it up with the spit, kind of, you know, thinking, oh, baby, you so wet. No, that's your spit, dude. What the hell are you doing? Like,
that's unacceptable.
You know what I'm saying? So that's almost equivalent, probably not as painful, but as women that are teethy. You know, a woman goes down on a man and her teeth are grazing and scraping. And I'm like, wait, what are you doing? And she thinks, oh, I'm being rough. I'm giving that rough action. And it's like, no, your teeth are grazing me. Like, I'm dying right now. You need to stop what you're doing. The O and ah isn't because it's good. It's because your teeth are in the way. So, I mean, it's just so.
Oh, no.
Doing that oh, no button.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you. That was very informative. So, ladies, let's not bite the penis, and let's not cut it with our teeth. And to the men, let us do things that are actually getting the woman to, you know, naturally get wet versus you just.
Right.
Depositing your saliva on her vagina. So this has been sex education today. Thank you for listening.
You foolish.
We're almost out of time, but that was very funny. I think someone probably got some information and they're probably like, oh, I thought I was doing something right doing all of that. So men don't like the teeth grazing.
Let me tell you, there are a percentage of men who like something like that. But like you said, the percentages, you know, the outliers are so rare. You know, I'm sorry, I've never been a dude that's gonna tell a woman, hey baby, could you just kind of bump into it with your teeth a little bit? Hell no! Like, what are you doing? Like, no. No.
But is a man more prone to tell a woman when she's doing that to stop? Will you guys just say, hey, stop? Or will you suffer
this
through?
This is the one thing that a man has. See, you can't fake. Men can't fake much. If it's really not going the right way,
right,
you're going to end up with a flaccid penis in your mouth, and that's just not going to be cool. Like, you're going to know immediately, like, okay, I am doing something wrong. But men, they have that little false bravado. You know, they can leave a little spit behind and think that they did something, and they really didn't do nothing. I mean, it's a common thing. You know, when you talk to women, they're like, yep, dude, you spitting it up, making it seem like they're doing something when they ain't doing nothing. Men, we'll go lip on you in a heartbeat. Like, really, what are you doing? I mean, hopefully he will stop you before he gets to that point. But you get a woman that's aggressive and thinks she knows what she's doing to the point where, you ain't going to stop me. I'm just going to keep on going. And, oh, okay. And then next thing you know, it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. What did you do? What did you do to try to ruin the moment? Just stop. Let's go. Yeah,
so,
that can be terrible.
Yeah. I think the whole – I don't even know what the heck this show is about. But we went from little Asian men in Vegas to –
Grazing. I don't know what did you do with it.
That's what makes the freestyle so fun, because it could just go anywhere. But I think the whole point would be, you know, communication. If when you're in a relationship, you know, with someone, be mature enough to tell them what you like and what you don't like. And you know, if that person can't handle it, that's probably not the best place for you to be anyway. You have to be able to talk about, you know, all of that stuff and. Definitely tell them when they're not, when they're doing something that you don't like, because you don't want to ruin your physical intimacy by, you know, just accepting something that really is turning you off and you're trying to fake it through it, and you know it's not worth it. And I think most people, if they're, you know, if they really care about the person, they want to know what they can do to make that person feel good or feel better. You know, I would believe that most men want to know that they're making the woman feel good.
Absolutely.
And she's not,
absolutely.
And the woman wants to make her man feel good as well. So it's nothing wrong with, you know, not during the act, but afterwards when everything is calm and you know, you've eaten something and you're relaxing. I think that's the best time. You know, have a conversation and say, hey, you know, I didn't like when you put your finger there.
Yeah. And like you said, like the best part of criticism is not a person feeling criticized. If a person doesn't feel criticized, oh my God, this is why I said, look, yeah, you can be the Mac of the millennium. You know what I mean? Because you can tell a person that they stink and everything else is wrong with, but they don't even realize you're telling them that. You know what I'm saying? They won't even realize. You can be like, this dude stinks, but I'm gonna tell him something different. Babe, oh my God, when you just get out of the shower, you smell so good. So this dude taking 4 and 5 showers a day trying to make sure he's smelling good for the girl. It's just a way you relate information to get a desired result as opposed to making a person feel bad about what it is, you know, that you're trying to get across to them.
Yeah, and on that note, because we're out of time, but any grown man that's walking around stinking, you need to lose here. I'm not trying to be giving any little subtle hints. If you stinking, that's a serious thing. We need to talk about that up front. We need to be real blunt about But thank you, Jessica.
Wash your ass. Like, that's it. There's nothing else to it.
Oh, my. Thank you for calling in, Jessica. She's still there.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And everyone else, thank you so much for listening. Manuel, you're crazy, but it's always a blast. Say good night to everyone.
Good night. Good night. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to chill out for the rest of my evening.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Bye-bye.
But thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tune in again on next Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and we will talk to you later. Join the conversation with Urban Conversation. Have a good night.